With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and pleased now to be joined by the Amesbury softball coach, Emily Crennel. And Emily, welcome to MSO. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Doing fine on this brisk day. I don't know how it is up in Amesbury, but down here in Gloucester, it's a little cool. Tell me a little bit about your background, coach, because you are first-year head coach of really a fantastic program at Amesbury High School. Softball program just has a tremendous legacy, and you have you've gotten off to such a fabulous start yourself. Tell me a little bit about your background and how you got to where you are.
Sure. So for the last 4 years, I've been the JV coach here at Amesbury, coaching softball. So I've been doing that the last 4 years. I've been helping out with varsity in those 4 years, kind of when I can, when the JV season is over. So it was great for me to be able to kind of work underneath Jackie Waters and learn from her a lot. Before that, I graduated college in 2016. I went to St. Anselm College. I played softball there for 4 years, and I'm a Wilmington High graduate, so I played softball at Wilmington High for 4 years as well. So softball has kind of been a part of my life for a long time now, and I'm just very thankful that I have the opportunity to come into such a great team and, have a good season.
Well, Glenn Guerin was saying how difficult it is to follow the act of Coach Waters, and I'm sure you're familiar with her legacy on the one hand. But on the other hand, you've worked there for a while, and you are pretty familiar with some of the kids who are now on varsity, I presume.
Yes. Yep, I know them in school, and then, like I said, I've known them the past 4 years, many of them, just by being in the program, yeah.
Emily, I want to look at, first of all, I couldn't find out where your rankings are in the power rankings. Where are you guys at the moment?
I haven't checked, but last we were within the top 10 when I checked last.
Are you Division III or Division IV?
We are Division Four.
Division Four. Okay. Should point out that Amesbury leading the Baker Division with a record in the league of 14-1 and overall at 14-4. Now I want to look at the schedule, Emily, because I'm looking at these football scores and I just can't believe some of these. So tell me a little bit about your girls on offense, because you got some power there.
Yeah. Yeah, no, this year we've done a really good job of putting the ball into play for the most part. I mean, some games, that was not there at times. But for the most part, we've done a good job of making contact, you know, just putting the ball in play and making the other team make some plays. But we've definitely had a great offensive year. Izzy Levaster has been great for us offensively. She's batting in the third spot. And then we have Ella Delisle batting in the fourth spot. And between those two, I mean, they can put the bat on the ball and make things happen in play,
mm-hmm.
For sure.
Well, I'm looking at the four losses, three out of league, of course, and even in league, no disgrace in losing to Triton in a couple of close games. Peabody was a close game. Tell me about what your team or what you learned about your team from those particular losses, because it's those that eat away with a coach. Those are the ones you remember. But the competition is so difficult with Triton and Peabody.
Right, and those are two really great teams. Offensively, they're fantastic. And defensively, they have some great pitchers. So, they were really good teams. And I think, if anything, we learned how, you know, when you're down, you have to be able to respond every single inning and, you know, put runs up on the board. So that was kind of a big takeaway from us, is just being able to have to come back and battle. If, you know, things aren't going our way and, you know, we let up a couple runs, we have to be able to put the bat on the ball and come back against those strong teams, because they're going to put the ball in play too, and we have to figure out how to make plays and then offensively make up for it as well.
What are you most pleased with about coaching varsity now as opposed to sub-varsity? It's your first year. You've got a full year under your belt already. What are you most pleased about in terms of the learning curve for yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I think the one thing that I'm most pleased about is just seeing how much work our team has put in over the season and just the dedication that they've put into the game, because every single one of them has improved so much, even fundamentally. In the field, I've seen it with many of them up at bat. So I think just overall the improvement from tryouts in March till now has been huge, and that's been really nice to kind of see that all that work that we've been putting in, it really is making a big difference.
What's the difference for you going from sub-varsity to varsity? I mean, fundamentally, it's the same thing, and as we said, you know these kids, so basically it's probably not that big a step.
Yeah, I mean, the schedule is very different in the sense that, we have a lot more games than we did at the JV level,
mm-hmm.
which a lot of it is because that, many teams don't have JV teams. So that was kind of the biggest thing, is just the change in schedule and the change of demand and how many games a week that you're playing. And I have a bigger team than I did last year in JV, so kind of having to manage a lot more players, being able to kind of, mix those puzzle pieces and see where we can move people around has been a little bit of a challenge or a little bit of a learning curve at first.
Mm-hmm.
So I think just kind of figuring out who's the best person to play in each position and kind of using that, working on that each day in practice, and, again, just kind of figuring out that piece to the puzzle.
Have you had to move a kid from one position to another at this point? Because I know, talking with coaches, sometimes kids come in and, I'm a first baseman, I'm a catcher, I'm a whatever. And coach will say, yeah, but we could use you here in a different spot. Have you had to do that yet?
Yeah, actually, with my underclassmen, my freshmen that I have quite a few of them who I've had to turn from infielders to outfielders. Because there's been a higher need of outfielders for us. So being able to kind of look at them at the beginning of the season and say, hey, I know that you're an infielder, but we really need you to work on outfielder stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been something that the underclassmen have been doing a great job of, and kind of acclimating to that big change that, they've been used to playing infield their whole life.
Yeah, and it's cool because when an athlete can do that, she learns a little bit more about herself and say, okay, I can do this. This is pretty cool. Let me ask you about the makeup of the team in terms of classes, in terms of seniors, juniors, and so on. What's the spread among your players?
So we have three seniors. We have two juniors. We have, three sophomores and three freshmen.
Okay, that's pretty scary because you got a pretty good young team there, so it's scary for the rest of the league with the record you put away so far this year. And, Coach, before we talk finally about your schedule and then the tournament, can you tell me a little bit more about your players? I'm sure, the leaders start with your seniors and with pitching, but tell me about some of the kids that you've been relying on.
Sure. One person that I've really been relying on has been my catcher, Ella Delisle. I mean, she's our senior captain, one of our senior captains, so I've really been relying on her to kind of just take charge of the infield. So she's been huge for us. Izzy Levaster, obviously our number one pitcher. She has, pitched, I think, almost every single game for us, and she's done a great job offensively and defensively. I also have really appreciated Calista Kitarius's efforts at shortstop. I mean, she's basically been an anchor for us in the infield defensively. And Lexi LeBlanc, who plays third for us, she's been a powerhouse for us offensively. She's, gotten us some really clutch hits,
mm-hmm.
and has put the ball into play.
You haven't had to play too many full seven-inning games, it looks like, here. Have you been able to get some of your non-starters into the games?
Yes. I've been able to get the non-starters in there for whether it's playing in the field or in at bat.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten them the chance to actually get in a couple of times this season, which it's actually easier because we have 12 people on our roster. So we don't have a huge team, so it's much easier to be able to swap in the non-starters when you have such a short bench.
I see. What a tremendous season for you, Coach. Now, coming up, tell me a little bit about what remains. You've got two games left on your schedule that involves a tournament before the big show begins.
Yeah, so we're playing in the Masu Invitational tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. So we will play Andover tomorrow at 5:00, and then based on if we win or not, we will play either Methuen or, I'm sorry, we play North Andover tomorrow, and then if we win or not, we're playing either Andover or Methuen on
Saturday. You're not taking on the Little Sisters of the Poor, are you? Oh, my goodness. What a schedule. Coach, it's been a pleasure talking with you, and I hope I can catch up with you during the tournament. And again, congratulations for such a fantastic season.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Oh, right back at you. Thank you, Emily. Be well. Take care.
All right. Thanks. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That is Emily Cornell, let me say it right, Emily Cornell, who is the first-year softball coach at Amesbury High School. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.